Episode
42.
Brown Bag Podcast. Robinson. Shout out Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Episode 42.
42. Wow.
It always goes back. This isn't even a Brown Bag Podcast. This is a Vic Chicken Nugget Update Podcast. Nah. So give us an update.
Give us an update. Vic's skin is clear because he's having a baby. You
yeah,
guys.
His skin what looks that super what? Clear.
Don't put those rumors out. Do you see it, right?
He's having a baby. So we tough.
I put on a mask yesterday.
Yeah. Vic is now in a long-distance relationship.
Hey, so we tell Vic.
How is
what if? What if she's pregnant? She goes to Dallas and goes like, I'm not raising my kid in L.A. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, dude, no, you're not pretty okay.
Oh,
that wasn't funny. You do all those jokes. Yeah. I never
hey,
make one
I
joke.
I have not done all those jokes. Change the narrative, sir.
And then Josh is like, scientifically proven that people with no dads do better things in life.
Wow, Josh. You have a dad, though.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. Oh, well, shit. Welcome to episode 42.
42.
Shout out to everyone in long distance relationships, because I know some relationships happen over social media. You really can't help it if it's not a person in your city. You just meet a, like a hottie on Instagram or Twitter.
And I
then,
know, you know.
And then it happens. It happens. Vic is proof it works.
Vic yeah. is literally living proof. Yeah. Did you slide it like they have to slide it at a perfect like time zone since she's 3 hours ahead?
Right. You have to schedule that out.
Like I wonder, do you slide in at like 9 a.m. so that means it's her lunchtime at 12 over there?
I don't remember when it was. Like, it wasn't like a super slide. That's the thing. Like, when we first met, we were just friends. So,
right.
So it wasn't like a, hey, baby, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, because yeah, it wasn't like a horneado
slide
in right away. Because, yeah, it's think about it. Like, if you slide in like at 2 a.m., for her, it's 5 a.m. It's like, man, this was horneado at 5 a.m. Yeah.
Or he's a 5 a.m. club member and he's getting up early to the gym, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I wonder what was the story. Because in my brain, you saw the 1942 video, drank some 1942, and then was like, hey, you're the best in this video. Like, you killed, like, you make the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you somehow, you hit up Yaya, like, hey, who's the girl? And then she's like, oh, my homegirl. Or, you know how we talked about 1942? Yaya reposted us, and then Linda commented, and then you got all.
That's what happened.
Freaky deaky.
Mojado.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mojado. Boys.
That's an oversimplified version of it, but yeah, wow. Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, you're like,
I would like to interview you.
I would like to interview you on your take on 1942.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Long distance relationship. Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
No. I've only been in one relationship with Jorge.
Oh.
Nah, I see what you did there.
That's good. That's good.
But it did get tough when he was touring, when they were on tour.
Oh.
That stuff was a lot. Yeah. Well, even then, I was either pregnant or had a kid. So it's tough. Mm.
And I was thinking about that, like, the homie Zay's been on tour for, like, I don't know, like, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, damn, wonder what he's, like, his girl calling him, like, what are you doing? What are you doing in Canada? Like,
it's tough. The lifestyle's crazy. Even if you think you're up for it, it's always a change. Yeah. And I feel for people that have, like big rig drivers as either dads or husbands, because they have to be gone for weeks driving around the country.
Weeks.
They get paid.
Yeah.
But they got to be gone.
And they got to be at sketchy truck stops all the time.
All the time.
There's this guy
Shout out to the truck drivers.
There's this guy on TikTok that goes crazy. Like, sometimes he gets, like, stuck in a spot. So his family comes to have dinner with him at the truck and shit like that.
Oh, that's so nice.
And Amor is real.
Facts. And then also shout out to the mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to the mailman. In Bellflower. You're.
Yep.
He recognizes you?
Serving the streets while listening to a Brown Bag.
They listen to us. A bunch of the people at the post office listen to us.
Wow.
The one in Bellflower.
You guys see that? I walked in the gym and
they listen to us as they deliver the mail.
That's so freaking cool.
And then they were like, they said some like kind of creepy shit. They're like, yeah, you and your homie are almost like by our roots. And I'm like, how do you know where I live? Like,
oh, like, damn. Like their routes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't live there anymore, but like my pops lives around there, you know? So like, I'm like, too much information.
Nah, but last time I got recognized by the UPS driver that was delivering at the house, I was like, my mom is here, not me. But he was still like, hey, bro, say your name.
He's like, we know everything.
Yeah.
No.
And today I was walking in the gym, and the girl that works at the gym like comes up to me and goes like, do you need a towel? And right away, no, but on top of my head, I was like, oh, I'm okay, thank you. Like, yeah. I was trying to be nice, and I'm like, oh, she's talking about the fucking clip.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, damn, I brushed her off and I didn't even laugh or like acknowledge that she
Yeah, like, yeah. So thank you.
I'm so sorry, like, beautiful.
Oh.
But that's cool. She's cool, yeah. She's cool. But yeah, thank you for recognizing. Now, but it's this couple that recognizes me all the time.
Yeah.
And they're just always so love. They'd be like, get it, fool, get it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They be like having knee straps. They be doing all types of crazy shit. I be like,
at the gym.
Yeah, they go in, fool.
Yeah.
They like pump each other up when they're working out. She looking at him like,
That's what's intimidating. But then I saw this tweet about like, if you're going to the gym and you feel intimidated, just know they're there working on themselves too. Like there's something about them that also feels like they're on a journey too. I know you don't like girls to say they're on a journey when they're working out. But, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's intimidating to go in the gym because either it's your first time and everybody's been there or, like, you don't know where to go or, like, the like how the gym is set up. Like, do I just rush to the restroom then go to where do I go? But a lot of people are in that same boat. And when you think of that, it probably is going to make it easier.
I for sure still go through that. I'd be like,
yeah.
Damn, how do I use this machine?
Yeah, facts.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
These machines need tutorials.
I'm even worse.
And then there's, like, some big-ass buff that just walks up and goes, like, this is all you got to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. Let me take out, like, 45 pounds. Yeah. Man, chill out.
So but then you do, like, the go-tos. Which yeah. is like get the dumbbell, yeah, and then do the this.
So I really hate the gym, so I haven't been in like years, but I signed up for a boxing gym that I've gone to before, and I paid an entire month and haven't gone yet. Damn. I feel super guilty about it. They charged me for another month, and I'm like, damn, I still haven't gone. I have to go tomorrow.
Well, first steps. You're doing the first steps.
I'm calling myself out on it.
Look, you're an influencer. You're even influencing us.
Yeah, facts.
Like today, I was like, because today I was like, okay, we're filming Brownback, so I gotta set my schedule. Yeah. I usually go at 10. I leave with the homies. We go from 10 to like 12:31, and I'm like, fuck, all right, I gotta stay committed and go by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I just don't want to go do some cardio, so I just did all the shit I knew how to do.
Yeah.
And I just fucking followed through with it, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Shout out the gym.
Shout out the gym. Shout out the mailman.
Yep.
Why Twitter?
Oh. Shout out Twitter because Twitter supports me. The gym, they be the gym baddies tapping in. I'd be like, nope, I'm working out on myself.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
the gym is a Twitter thing. You people don't understand.
No, you people, you fat people that don't go to the gym. You would never get it. No, wow, all of a sudden.
No, but like,
dude, we ordered vegan food today because of Duno.
No, not because of me. Vic said he was down for Burger Guys.
Well, it's because like, his Melrose is big, but I didn't expect it from you.
I was like, I'm down to try. What the fuck did we get, Ron? We tried some cool shit.
Cheesesteak burger.
Okay. I was like, I'm with it.
Who knows what really that even means, though?
What?
Because there's going to be no cheese or steak, you know? So it's funny.
Yeah. It's vegan cheese.
Yeah.
Vegan cheese, vegan steak.
Yeah. I didn't think about cheese, bro.
If it's vegan, yeah, it's not going to be regular cheese.
It's not going to be firme vibes?
If it's vegetarian, it will be.
How do you feel about Elon Musk owning Twitter?
I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared, and I think he did like a little statement on his Twitter, and he was just saying like this is what like my goals are, and I think one of them is like to get rid of bots, to allow free speech, yeah, right. But then also he said something like I also am going to verify like the humans on it, and I think it's for the bots, like verify like there's no bots like Ron. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Because Twitter has a lot of bots. Yeah. But then I also think, like, damn, like, how are you going to verify we're human? Are you going to, like, do we need to, like, swipe in blood or send in our saliva? Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to put a chip in? I get all weird like that when I think of it.
For a blue check on Twitter, I'll do it. Just playing.
But we
have to convince you to do this. We're
going to
do the
23andMe,
you guys. We're going to do the Ancestry to see who is more Spaniard. But. All bets are on Vic.
If you guys watch the old episode, everybody's like, Vic's like, why do you think it's me?
Yeah.
You got hella offended that he's light skinned. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, it's from your ancestors.
I'm not European.
European traits, though.
For sure, European traits.
But then also, going back to the Twitter thing, it also makes me feel weird because this fool's leaving Earth.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to own Earth shit?
Yeah.
Like, he's out, this motherfucker. He's going to Mars. Why is he touching Twitter?
I don't know. And then also what I think about is like the fact that Elon Musk does a bunch of crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
So like I wonder what he's going to do when people make fun of him on like automatically if you say something funny about Elon Musk, your Twitter gets taken down.
Well,
like,
his whole thing is that he wants everyone to still be on regardless of what you say. He even said, I welcome my critics to still keep Twitter and stay following.
Yeah, because somebody was like, wow, $44 billion for Twitter, but it takes $20 billion to end homelessness in Los Angeles.
And you wouldn't do that.
And then they were going in on him on the comments, and I'm like, he's probably reading this like, damn, I just wasted money on social media when I could have maybe saved fucking Los Angeles County.
Or he doesn't care.
Or he doesn't give a fuck, which I think is that's what it is.
It's a trip, though, that he has, like, so much money he's able to, like, I feel like buying Twitter. Why don't I just buy it? You know, he's like, you know, you guys are pissing me off. Yeah. I should just buy this Twitter shit and, like, da-da-da. But I do think it's funny that, like, yeah, now he's open for criticism.
Yeah.
You know, and people can literally, on his app, talk shit about him. And then maybe, like, some Teslas, some self-driving Teslas might show up at your crib. Like,
I wish.
What was that?
It just feels like, I just think, like, and clearly he wants to revamp, like, Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're going to read the statement that he put. But clearly he wants to revamp Twitter. But it's like, I would think if I'm Elon Musk, I think Twitter's dated. I wouldn't put money or stock in that. Twitter's lasted a long time.
Yeah. Twitter's lasted.
But I would have just created the next level shit. The Tesla of fucking social media. What would that look like? So he said, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is a digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. That's my shit. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. What does authenticate?
That is kind of creepy.
You guys, it sounds this like is he's like not some human. Mars guy. This is some Tesla guy. Like, we just learned that the fucking aliens are here. Like, at least that they confirm. Like, they're not afraid to tell us. Like, all right.
That is really weird.
What do you mean authenticating humans? All humans? You see what I'm saying?
That sounds Josh, like robot
what's going
speak.
On, Josh? What is happening?
I don't know.
What are they saying?
I don't know, but I do know he's creating, like, underground tunnels in L.A.
Yeah, to go to Vegas and stuff.
That's not that ain't a problem.
That ain't it a problem. It is if you can't go.
True. Because
you're brown. But Vic can go.
Hey, chill.
I don't know if it's for, like, the complete public, but...
There's a lot he does that. I mean, I fuck with him.
Yeah.
But he's just, like, who's his parents?
Some supermodel.
Oh, yeah, supermodel and, like...
Yeah, put Elon Musk's parents. It's like
genius, Nobel Peace Prize winner or something.
Those are his parents. This is, like...
Supposedly.
Like, my
Because, like, there's... People say that he might or might not be, an alien.
He's a model and a dietitian.
Yeah, see, his mom's a model, and then who's his dad?
A doctor.
If he doesn't have one, oh, he does.
Engineer.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Come on, dog.
I know, but my thing is, like, does Elon Musk take a shit?
Legends
that's
your thing? He
doesn't
pee or poop. Legends don't see?
What? Josh agrees. Elon Musk doesn't pee or poop? He just tweets?
Damn.
like, where does he shop? Walmart or Food for Less?
Neither.
He just moved to Texas too, huh? He was living in L.A.
All I can think is that maybe because of, like, China and shit, how they've been trying to, like, steal our personal information, like, all I can think is maybe he could...
Steal it back?
Yeah, like prevent that from happening, but...
Mm.
I don't know.
Where does this put him in the Cold War between him and Jeff Bezos? Who's the more poppin' whatever they are? They're probably like quadrillionaires.
Oh, yeah, what's right?
Yeah.
It is about
that's a really good China. Question. Because, yeah, it's like a race to space, them
yeah,
two, right?
Yeah, them two. That's it. That's literally Russia and the U.S., Cold War.
They're having like a dick measuring contest, them
facts.
Two, at all times.
Wow, that's crazy.
Jeff what's Bezos has a horse, though.
He has a whore zone?
The hose.
The hose?
What? Jeff Bezos. He's what? Always with a bunch of girls on a yacht.
Oh, the hose.
Yeah.
The hose.
Yeah, he is.
Jeff Bezos.
Like he said hose.
Yeah, he's a horse.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, boats and hose.
Boats and hose.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Bezos looks like a penis. Like, he actually looks.
You think he looks like a penis?
Because who did you say looked like a elbow? Or one of you guys said someone looked like a knee.
A kneecap?
Yeah, who is that?
Lupillo.
Okay, Lupillo looked like a kneecap. You said someone else, a thumb. Who looked like a thumb?
Lupillo.
So did someone else look like a kneecap?
Shit.
It was three people.
It was somebody.
Definitely else Lupio is one. Yeah, one looked like a thumb, one looked like a kneecap, and one looked like, well, this guy looks like a penis.
Yeah,
figure it out because we want to do CNR on it.
Lupio was a kneecap.
Yeah. Lupio was a kneecap because you put his face on the kneecap.
Yeah.
Who was a thumb? Someone else was a thumb.
Did look like a thumb.
I don't know.
And he said it. Looks like a thumb. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I forgot. It was so good.
Wow.
That'd be a great CNR.
Thumb, crazy. Kneecap, dick.
Thumb, kneecap, dick.
That's the new CNR.
That's the new CNR.
Thumb, kneecap, dick.
But yeah, shout out to Mr. Elon Musk. Or not. I don't know. He's scary. I get, like, he's super cool. He's super cool, ahead of the curve. And it takes people like that to, like, make humanity just even take step further into that.
It needs
that.
To be bold people
but
like
But it's always
that.
Scary.
It is. Because they have scary. So much, like, power and and money and influence,
Luisito's birthday, how was it? How was your guys' weekend?
You tell me, how was Luisito's birthday?
I didn't go.
Oh, no fuiste.
Oh. Okay, first of all, let's go. Vic
went.
Okay, I know Vic went because he has a fucking kid. He better have gone.
Jose went.
You could have took. You could have took Aiden.
And
you
fuck
went.
Aiden.
Oh yeah, he went. Yeah, he doesn't have a kid.
And you went.
And you went. She took Priya's poppy.
Yeah, and you could have taken that lady that's here.
Honestly, I was Mimi.
I knew it because he was on a boat the day before.
Boats and hoes. I was like Jeff Bezos.
That low key makes it worse. That low key makes it worse.
You guys, the homie almost drowned on the fucking boat.
Oh,
bro.
I heard about that.
He almost drowned. Petey Pablo. He almost fucking drowned. So okay, so we're on the boat, but it's a rough. You know they can't really stop because if you stop the boat, the waves are gonna. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna stop a little bit. Yes, we jump in, but I'm like, it's fucking cold. Whatever. The homie does a front flip in there. Boom. But the dude, shout out Charles. The dude's driving the boat. He's like, bro. If you guys don't know how to swim, don't go. Like, if you know, cool, you can know how to swim. But swimming in the pool and swimming in the ocean are two different things.
Hell yeah.
I'm just an overall good swimmer. So he's like, to get back on the boat, you have to go all around and go to the back. The waves are smacking. Boom. He does a cool front flip in there. Boom. And I'm like, fuck it. The homie got in. I'm getting in too. I go in. Boom.
Boom.
We go in. I start swimming to the back. The homie starts floating away. He's gassed out. And I'm like, oh, we're going to lose the homie in the ocean. And everybody's panicking. All the hungers are like, don't die. And he's like giving up. He's like, and then
he was giving up.
Petey Pablo was like, and then he got back on the boat. He's like, I was good for all the other fuck you weren't.
Oh, my God.
Bro, but then they're like, dude, no, go save him. I'm like, that's going to be two of us dead.
Yeah.
No. But I was like if it got bad, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna thug
it
out.
How did he make
it
on just going back?
No, he was just like this, and we made Charles. Shout out Charles, the two that are driving the boat. He's that older Asian man. He's funny. He's like, no drinking. But then he took a couple shots with us and shit. But we literally just we had to like kind of back into him, and I'm like, fool, just I'm like all the energy you have, just try to swim as far as you can. And then we threw him like a little rope and we saved him and we reeled him in.
Bro, Swift told me a way more dramatic story and it was so funny. I just imagine you being on like season 12 of Baywatch.
Oh, that's how
He was like, yo, this shit was crazy. He's like, some random dude jumped off the boat. He's like, then Duno jumped off and he didn't know that Duno was like a fucking, like amazing synchronized swimmer. Like just went like a fucking dolphin in the ocean. Aww. And then he said he thought the homie was behind him, but no, he stayed behind.
You know what it was? That was chip on it. And I forgot this. When we jumped off, we're on this side of the boat, right? So the boat's facing this way, but we're on this side. And when I'm like almost to the back, I turn around. He's not there no more. He went under the boat. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I'm like,
oh,
this
laughing?
Is dead. Because he's
okay.
Alive.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But I'm like, oh, my God. Petey Pablo's dead, you guys. We killed Petey Pablo.
Oh, my God.
In the ocean.
You guys, a guy just died that exact way.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
From going under the boat?
Yes, and the propeller.
Oh, yeah, but there's a little boat.
That's still scary. You never go
boat.
Under the boat.
Yeah.
No, I know.
I know he knows. Yeah,
I've heard like don't ever go into the boat. The propeller will take your ass.
Yeah.
But bro, I was like, no. But I'm like in my head, I'm like, this was dead in the ocean. And it's funny because the first thing Charles says is like, if you don't know how to swim, don't get in the water. What the fuck we do? We get in the water. But when I was swimming, the homies were like, the guy was driving was like, that's a good swimmer right there.
Yeah.
Because I got over there quick, but I'm like, oh. But it's funny, he's like floating away, and all I can think is like, damn, Titanic. Like, in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was off alcohol, Casamigos, and Hennessy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Casamigos, Hennessy, and mixed drinks.
That's in dangerous.
In the Titanic, there's a story that the chef was drunk and that saved him because he didn't get hypothermia. Like, he didn't get cold in the water because he was so drunk. Like, his body was just, like, chill. Yeah. Not chill like that, but, like, warm and just, like, it doesn't react as fast to things. Otherwise, his body would have reacted to the cold and all the shit and made himself get hypothermia. But, yeah, supposedly he survived off of that.
Damn. That's crazy. That's scary, though. Super that must have been scary in the moment, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. One of the worst fears, drowning. Oh, my gosh.
That shit had me
dead. But Duno saved the day. Da-da-da-da.
Legend.
Man, you want to go see Manafu?
I did. Man, I was fucking cool. I know you're
out here. Who'd you go with?
My sister, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's
lit. Oh, wait, was that your sister? The one that you were, like, posting singing?
Yeah.
No, the one that you're, like, the one you're, like.
With pink hair? Yeah. You guys are going to get me fucked up?
By the dude's wife?
Fight this girl? Yeah.
Wait, what was she doing?
Because she was, like, she thought she was the Rosarito lady. And she was, like, shaking the guy in front of us because he was drunk, too. And then at Manafu, my sister is very... Like, she's gonna talk to everybody. If she gets drunk, she's in your face. She's talking. She's like, even just like egging you on. Like, oh, you didn't take the shot. Take the shot. But imagine your girl's right there, like, hey, stop touching my guy.
Yeah.
I could tell the wife or the girl of the guy was getting tired of Monica talking.
Dang.
And Monica was like, no, take a shot. We need lemon. We need lemon. And then they're like, no, real Mexicans don't. And then she's like, oh, I'm half salvi. Like, but just too much. Like, we're watching fucking Maná do Mariposa Traicionera. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah. Shout out Monica. I love her.
She's great. But I just had to keep checking with the girl. I'm like, hey, she's drunk.
But she was being cool.
She was like, yeah. No, she was over my sister. But the guy también es atrevido. I could tell that she's gotten into shit because of him. Because he's like all drunk too. Le estaba, I'm going to say it wrong. All right. Siguiendo la corriente.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, said it right. Like, basically, like,
he was. They were both so drunk.
Yeah.
That they were having the time, like, of their lives.
But he came with a girl. I would be so upset.
If Jorge did that?
If I'm with my man and he's, like, drunk having with a better other time people. With and I'm just like, dog, what the frick? Yeah.
Damn.
I become the older sister. I'm younger than her, but I become the older sister. I love her vibe, though. She's the shit.
Whoa, fucking, what are your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law saying? Like?
Oh, they love her. But Monica's just like that all the time. She gets drunk and then outside, she's like talking shit to the hot dog people. Because they charge $10 now for one hot dog.
For one hot dog at SoFi?
Yeah, and she was going like that. Like, what the fuck? I only have $13. I want two. Like, but she was going in on
that. That's outrageous, though. Yeah. Can we talk about this?
That's like $10? Surging. I know.
At Coachella, too.
Yeah, do that
$10
shit.
$10 a hot dog? Do
that like, Jonas Brother fucking concert. Not at a Maná concert. It'd be your own people.
Give prices to white people. Like, come on. I'm going to take this 23 and me. I want a discount.
They take Zelle now, though.
Cash App.
Zelle now, Cash App. They have a little phone number there.
Dang, remember when it was $5 for a hot dog?
You can get a pack of hot dogs for $2.
Thanks. But does it have bacon wrap and freaking sweat? Because that shit makes you go.
I ain't gonna lie. One of my biggest, like, the hardest thing I do now that I'm, like, trying to be healthy is, like, when I leave the club drunk and the hot dog.
Oh, it smells so good.
And then dinner and then fucking. And then shout out the homies that sell hot dogs. We know them. And then it'd be like, hey, they'd be like, hey, Duno, you want one? I'd be like, I'm good. I'd be walking away all sad.
I've been able to, like, avoid that because I feel like a few times after the club, like, super drunk, I've eaten it and then thrown up after. You so you kind of, like, you have it. That, like, that feeling after, like, oh, it might happen again. So I'm like, I'm cool. Like, even though they look good.
Super tempting.
But I'm like, nah, I don't want to go down that
road.
That road again.
That road is active.
Walk the lonely road, the only road that I have.
Green Day. Yeah. It was like a white song you learned right away when you were younger.
We will rock you.
Mine was Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? The plain white t-shirt?
The plain white tees.
I also remember when I was little, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Like the original. Not the white dude? Yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming.
It was like Hello Fred or something. Yeah. What's his name?
Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that one and then the Smiths.
What song?
Is everything I know? I don't know. My mom would have just sing it. I'm like, dude, you don't know English? She knew every fucking word. Knows what that song. I think.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
fucking
saying.
Heaven is a place on. Is it? What is it? Heaven stand with you.
Heaven is a place on earth.
No. It's heaven is a place with you. I don't know. Some shit like that.
Sing it.
I forgot the lyrics right on top of it. I know the melody.
Stairway to heaven.
Go.
I know the song when I'm playing it with the song. On top of my head, I don't know the song right now.
Okay.
But I learned the song right away.
I remember Crazy Town, Butterfly. Remember that?
What the fuck is that?
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
I don't feel
my sugar fly. Sugar.
Come, like come?
I don't know.
Oh, nobody knows what come, the actual come means? Damn, but 10 bucks for a fucking hot dog, fool?
Yeah.
How much was the beer inside the thing?
Okay, so since I got the tickets from my job, shout out to Power 106. Since I got the tickets from there, my sister paid for like drinks, and I was like, oh, that's fuck lit. Yeah, let's fucking go.
That's the best.
No, but like, so you can have like 2 drinks per person. So we got 2 and 2, and I think it was like $70. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it's a concert.
It's a concert. And, yeah. and then it's
more
now.
For the experience. Yeah. Legit, I've never been to a concert where as soon as I went to my seat, I'm jumping. Like, I'm just jumping at the music. And they did, like, the classics early. Like, they did Oye Mi Amor, like, their 3rd song. And I'm like, damn, oh, I would have ended with this shit.
Yeah.
But then they have so much other classics, then you're like, oh, fuck. And then they do the Chente song, El Rey. That shit's fire. You can't lie.
Es para Ocean. I'm just making comida.
You're just jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you are.
My mom used to be like, esa música es para los ricos. Niños ricos. It's be funny because they just because you know they're like
it's Mexico
fresa.
Is probably different.
Yeah,
right?
Mexico is for sure different.
Like their demographic.
Yeah. They're still legends.
Super yeah.
My now I still. Oh yeah,
like the Beatles.
Amor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Muelle
yeah.
de San Blas. Oh my God, when that yeah. went on, oh so fire. And then the guy. Some people grow like they get older and their voice is not the same, but the dude Fer. Oh my God, his voice still like butter, like angelic.
That's dope.
I love that.
To my ex-girlfriend is like light skin with a lot of curly hair. Uh-huh. And the homie Julio R.P. used to be like, hey, man, nah. Like, we're like, walk by the back and then be like, and then he would bar and be like, oh, yeah, mi amor. And then she was like hella confused, like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, so that happened.
I recommend anybody, I've never been to a Maná concert. I recommend anybody, if you ever have the chance, go spend the money or whatever it is, because that was such a dope experience. So I would have taken my mom, but her and my tia are in El Salvador. So I took my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and it showed me, like, all of these different generations, because my sister-in-law is probably, like, 10 years older than I am, and then my mother-in-law is, like, my mother-in-law, right? But all of us could tap into that music.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just, like, damn, the range of Maná fans.
Yeah.
And literally, it's just fun. All you think of, like, when you're hearing that music is just, like, jumping or give me the rock, like wow, all of that. Yeah. It's so just fun. Yeah. And I know it might feel like, you know, hardcore, like rock en español. Yeah. I know. But like for this, even just to sing the hits is fire.
I'm pretty sure
it was
still a vibe though.
Super vibe.
That's fire.
I'm pretty sure that shit was lit. And then I even thought about it too. Like when I seen you there, I was like, damn, that's lit.
It's super lit. It's super lit.
It's 30 guaranteed minutes. You want to take the DNA test?
Is it 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just preface this. So we've always been wanting to do our Ancestry and Me, our 23andMe, but we've always been scared. And more has been Vic than any of us,
Vic's
right?
For sure scared, right?
And he was a super down to just give his blood to fucking Elon. Yeah. But we're going to do it. It takes a while, so we're going to kind of take a break and do it. Because it, like, read what we have to do. Maybe we could just show how much it takes.
Damn, bro, we have to spit a lot.
I'm not used to that.
Hey, yo. So we have to spit into the funnel until the amount of liquid saliva reaches the fill line shown here. It's quite a lot. Then we have to close the funnel lid, screw on the cap, seal it in the bag, and ship in box.
Ship in box.
And it takes
Ship it to me, baby.
4 weeks or so.
All right, so we're going to do that off camera because it's going to take a little bit of while. Okay, we are back.
We're back.
We did our test.
Let's go.
We can't wait. We're just so excited to see what the results are.
I want to see my results. I'm not European.
How long until we get them?
Like four weeks or something.
It'll fly. It'll fly by.
It'll fly by.
Yeah.
Don't you know I'm local? These PG Lang shoes, it's a PG Lang Converse collab. So it's Chuck's. PG Lang is the, I want to say it's like a creative label.
Creative,
music management also.
Agency, yeah.
Of Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free. How are we liking these shoes? They're like pale white, like they're like off-whites. They also have a PG Lang LA hat.
I'll fuck with them. I seen the shoes. I seen the shoes and I was like, oh, yep. Mm-hmm. This is my shit right here.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of high top Converse.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still down to rock them. And they give me like white girl vibes.
White girl vibes.
Yeah, they're like a little white girl vibes, you know. Yeah. These shoes are going to be the most popular shoes at the gym.
I like them because they're simple. And it's literally a chuck. But on top of like the star, it just says PG length 4. And then it's like the Converse All-Star.
These are hard. I love subtle details on shoes. Like as you can see, the laces
are
different. You know, they're like not the regular chuck laces. They're a little more dressed up. They look a little more designer. The way that they have the white laces, but they have, like you said, like off-white on the canvas on the shoes. And then the stitching is a little different. I think it's red stitching. That's super fucking fire to me.
My thing is, though, how much are they going to cost?
Probably like a bill, but they're going to resell for way
more. The part that sucks is that these shoe companies aren't pricing their shoes very much different than before.
Resellers are annoying.
It's the resellers. Right. There was like a issue with Union LA this past weekend where they're the ones distributing the Union 2s and they thought that they had it all under control because usually Nike will handle like all the drops and stuff like that. Somebody like a bot attacked their shit and some kid ended up with like fucking 400 pairs of them and nobody else could get any.
That's horrible.
And they had to issue an apology and all this shit. And everybody's outraged at like Adam, like, you guys don't fucking know how to release shoes. You guys should take these precautions ahead of time. Right. It's not that simple to drop shoes these days. Like, your website's going to crash. You're going to get bots. And then now the resale is, like, super fucking high. One person has damn near all of them.
Damn, that sucks.
And it just kind of ruined the whole drop because it makes it unfair because it's like, if we all like shoes, none of us can get them unless we pay four times as much as they're worth, you know?
And that's horrible. You know what? Yeah. I will go going back to like Kendrick, his shoe collab game. We look, he got to give it more props. Like he remixed the Cortez. Then he did a house shoes. He's staying on some hood shit, some chucks.
Yeah.
Some LA shit.
Yeah, some LA shit. And you know, we've seen, like, I know what's his face is, like, last a few episodes we were talking about Tyga's, like, the flip on the Vans, which is also an LA shoe. But he didn't collab with Vans, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick does it the right way. Uh-huh. And he has that, like, that clout that he can.
And those boots.
Oh, yeah.
Or were they custom?
Oh, my God, the boots.
Those boots. I feel like they're the boots.
What do we do about those boots?
The boots heard around the world or something.
Facts.
I wonder.
And there's patches all over the boots. And it's LA. Everything. Yeah, there's an LA patch. There's a happy face patch where I was like, I don't know. Oh, but it's like a happy face with an afro on it.
Oh, that's
like, you know, like we're saying, like, everything about Kendrick means something.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does the boots? Who are the big steppers? Is it these
those
boots
are the big steppers?
These boots are made for walking. You guys, come on, let's fuck up.
Okay, he's gonna walk out of TDE's life.
He was gonna be at Stagecoach the following week.
No. Oh my god! Album.
No,
no, it's just some shit.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's featuring Grupo Firme on his new album.
Okay. Oh shit!
Banda MS.
Wait, but he's walking out of his TDE deal.
Or maybe, yeah.
Stepping out of him.
Damn.
Stepping out the door. The big stepper. He's
when
a big
we all
stepper.
Find out who the big steppers are, it's going to trip us out.
It's just a bunch of guys in, like, those boots?
What I hope the big steppers are not is I hope they're not Keem and the Tana guy they signed. That's who I hope they're not.
Yo, I love how you're at, like, the crossroads of, like, being a Kendrick super fan and a PG Lang, like artist.
Don't give that to me.
It's a fine line. You have to walk.
I get it. Do your thing. Shout out to you. You're doing your thing. But also, like, let Kendrick have his thing.
Yeah.
Because if I want to see Kendrick collab with anybody, it's not his new artist. It's Black Hippie.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just my vibe. Call it what
Letty
you want.
Is taking out everything, every, like, Black Hippie frustration on, like, the new PG Lang artist.
Facts.
You're like, if you would have just gave us that one album.
They promised us that.
They did. Vice City was
But how dope
crazy.
Would it be if the big steppers were Schoolboy Q, Absol, and J-Rock?
Oh.
That should be fire.
If, like, there was one album that's, like, all Kendrick, and then the next album
and
is,
the big
like,
steppers.
Like, the big steppers, and it's the TDE artist that he's probably never going to work with again.
Wow.
Damn.
It's kind of sad, huh?
Ouch. Yeah, but even in the boots, so there was a, there's different patches, right?
Yeah.
There's an LA patch. I think there's a PG Lang patch. Which other one did I see? Oh, there's two C's? Everything means something.
Yeah.
What could the two C's mean?
Compton.
Crip. Compton no. Crips. No, definitely not that. Compton Cowboys.
Compton Cowboys.
It's a boots.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
There is Compton Cowboys. Wow.
Wow. It's just a lot going on. Low-key, though, like, botas have always been a thing. Like, that's our shit. So, you're welcome.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, did we originate the cowboy?
Whenever I think
I know cowboys are white guys. But, like, didn't we have to be cowboys first?
Vaqueros.
Yeah, vaqueros. Yeah. I don't know. Let's
find it out. Yeah, we should look that up.
Yeah. Next episode.
I'm trying to think about right now how deep this shit could get, you know what I mean? Like, Kendrick really puts thought into everything.
He puts thought into the fact we're going to put thought into it. Because he puts thought into it.
That's deep right
there. What'd you guys think of his outfit
overall? It was not a vibe. I really love Kendrick. He could do no wrong except what he did.
My girl asked me, like, oh, what do you think of his outfit? And I was like, it's super dope for him. Like,
yeah,
I think he pulled
it's
it off.
His shit.
She's like, would you wear that?
I'm
like,
never. Andre 3000 style.
Yeah.
But, like, the top part was odd for me.
But he had, like the... He had a scarf here, and then like a babushka up here.
Babushka.
That's what it's called.
He was on his, like, I don't know, he got some shit coming.
Yeah.
Like, I usually everything means something.
He's an artist mode.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
I can recommend.
That's going to be his look, you think? That's the Oklahoma look?
I don't know. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Okayama. No.
You know how people were like, I'm Kendrick Lama. Like, and they think it's Lama.
Kendrick Lama. Oh, yeah. See, he's been like a Lama his whole career almost. I'm Kendrick Lama.
Lama. We'll figure it out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got real somber. So let's get creepy.
I'm happy. It's fucking. It's, Tuesday. It's Tuesday. This I mean, when you guys watch it on Friday.
But it's Tuesday.
I feel like it's Friday. It's
Fat
Viernes
Tuesday.
Y mi cuerpo lo sabe.
Hey.
Honestly.
Look, trying to keep you safe out here in these streets. Let's get creepy.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Boom, 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 boom.
Trip out, fool. My 2-year-old. Oh, now he's 3. I think he sees ghosts. I feel so bad for him. Because I feel, we've already talked about it. I'm sensitive. I have these, they wake me up. They're like in my crib. I felt it since I was little. And it's something that I've had to deal with, even just like figuring out how not to be scared. Or like freaking like, oh my God, I'm doomed. But the other night, the same area that I feel something, he was waking up crying and pointing at and saying monster. The same exact area. It's so weird in that area. It's the area between my room and the bathroom.
I know where it is. Kind of creepy.
And when I walked, when I walked in there, I low-key can feel it different. Like it changes. Like it's a weird like I don't know.
So is it colder there?
Like, let's say I'm closing my eyes and I walk past this, like, the wall. I'm going to feel a wall, you know? Like, even though I don't touch it, like, your body can just feel what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a clear doorway, but I still feel like there's something there that's, like, in the way of when I walk.
Some energy.
Yeah. And so I have to close the door to the bathroom so that I can even sleep well. And the fact that he was pointing there and, like, just crying and saying monster, I felt so bad.
Oh, my God.
And then he sleeps with the covers over him because he doesn't want to look. I feel so bad for him. And granted, kids do say monster and all of that, but to me it's just too much of a coincidence is that it's in the same area. And so I'm like, damn, how can I help Luisito, who's 3 years old, like, not get scared? Like, my biggest thing is that I just feel, like, low-key sad that, not sad, but, like, guilty for him that, like, eso le pase. You know what I'm saying?
Would you ever, like, hire a...
A curandera?
Yeah, holy water.
Holy water to do a, you know,
and then even like a, like,
Palo Santo.
I always say this when I feel something. Like, if this is not good and or if this is not God, stay out. Like, I don't want you here. Like, you don't belong here. And so I say that out loud. And often when I do that for me, se me va.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did the same thing. And it went away. But my thing is I leave to work really early. So I understand that stuff because I feel it, but none of the other people in my house do. It's a bunch of dudes that don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Jorge is like, if I'm ever like, dude, something happened to me, he's like, ah, go to sleep, or oh, it's nothing, like it was a bad dream or whatever. And so I felt bad for Luis if in those moments he's scared, but then like Jorge doesn't believe in it, so he's not gonna do the thing that I do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I see what you're saying.
Like yell at them or like try to get them, him, like just understand where he's coming from. He's coming from being scared. It's not like this kid is just waking up crying or whatever, or trying to just be a brat.
That's
so
crazy.
That's the thing that like trips me out.
Damn, that's a trip. Would that's you ever consider like, do you feel like it matters if you move or not?
I do think that house has something because it's so close to the cemetery. And even where the bathroom is, that whole area, it was a backyard before. They built that part into, like, it's not supposed to be there, essentially.
Yeah.
So, like, I do think if we move, it'll be better. But, again, it's not so easy to just say move.
Of course. Because
it's, like, leases are a thing. You know, like, even searching for another home is a thing. I think we say that in movies, like, just run out or just don't be there.
It's but it's so
like,
damn,
this is still, like, and, somewhere that I live,
and
right?
you love it there.
And like, then, again, nice I believe in it. My husband doesn't. I'm literally all day, every day, like, let's move. As soon as I found out that there was a cemetery there, I'm like, oh, my God, please, let's go.
Oh, sorry, hold on.
But he's like, no, the lease is until August. I'm like, all right. Well, then in August, can we look? Well, you're not going to find anything as good as it. I'm like, all
right. Housing market is crazy, right?
It is crazy.
Housing market is crazy.
But you believe me, right?
I believe you.
Yeah.
100%. And I believe you because, shout out my homie Selvig, which is my compadre. We're chilling, and he's like, hey, fool. I think Jesus watches. I mean, has a duende homie.
What?
And then we're laughing, but the homie Sovic is like
Jesus, the baby.
The baby.
Yeah.
My little 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like one. Like, actually, he's like one. Is something. But we're like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, boy. I think he has a fucking. He's like, yeah, boy. I think he has a little duende homie. And I'm like, why? He's like, fool. He be in the bathroom, closes the door, and just laughs in there. It's not like he has a phone watching TikTok. And then he just laughs, but it's not bad. They just play with him. And then the hunger vows like, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. I'm like, fool, that fool might have a duende homie. Or sometimes he'd be like, he goes in the kitchen and like comes out like running and playing.
But duendes are not good.
But who knows? Is
he baptized?
He's baptized. Oh, baptized
then that's good. That's good. Because supposedly duendes are after unbaptized kids.
But listen to this story that
and
I
my
found
baby's
out.
Unbaptized.
That's you guys, mm-hmm. you guys listen to the story. Bro, this shit is fucking crazy.
Wait, don't scare. Literally, I have to go home right now.
No, listen to the story.
Josh hasn't even heard it. He said it's real.
Listen, my aunt.
No, I'm saying like the baptism.
Yeah. Shout out to Stephanie. Duno's home girl. Works at Starbucks. Is the best thing that ever happened to
you. She believes in Jesus Christ. She hates when I say that. Duno. All right, so look. So we're chilling, right?
Yeah.
We're kicking it. We're chilling. We're kicking it. And me and my mom are talking. And my mom was like, dude, so you're on... Shout out my dad, Miley, because she said I could tell the story. Her suegra. So basically, real quick story. My aunt used to go party everywhere. She ended up meeting a guy. She got with him. Uh-huh. So my grandma was like, you want to sleep over his house? You're getting married. They got married.
Okay.
He broke up with the suegra. She broke up with the guy, with the friend.
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, with her husband, I guess you could say. And she said she started seeing a Doberman, a black dog follow her, a Doberman.
Uh-huh.
Would just follow her everywhere. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, how is this dog would just follow me?
All the time, everywhere.
And then she said she brought it up to a friend and the mom, and the friend of the mom. And I was like, oh, mija, eso no es normal. Cámbiate el canzón fuera adentro. Like, up, like basically turn your underwear around. Like, and then inside out. So, but fool, she was saying that this dog just follows her. Doberman follow everywhere in Mexico, fool. They're poor. They live in shadows, everything, right? My aunt goes party. Let's say, like, if we go party in Long Beach, but they live in the valley. And she said that this dog followed her all the way to the party, fool. This dog followed her all the way to the party. She goes into this, like, salon, comes out. She flipped her underwear, and the suegra was there.
Oh, my God!
The suegra was right outside the bathroom.
Oh, my God, that's so scary!
Oh, the suegra was outside the bathroom, and my aunt was like, ¿Qué está haciendo aquí? Oh, your stuff.
Oh, I got the goosebumps.
Oh, for your stuff. Like, I'm looking for something. Your stuff was buscando algo. And it's like.
No, I'm with you.
No,
yeah.
That's like if you see a dog follow you. Let's say you're, example, right? Let's say you and Hunter break up.
Yes.
And let's see your dog follow you.
And then it has to turn into whatever it was. Yeah.
Turn your underwear upside out. She goes into the bathroom of power, comes out, and her ex-mother-in-law's outside. Like that,
oh,
fool.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God, her swag it out, my fool. My aunt said that her swag it out was outside, fool. Outside the bathroom of the salon in a party she's 30 miles away in.
No.
Damn.
Fool.
So she was the Doberman.
Yes. The swag it out.
She's a real
like
bitch.
Her spirit. Yeah. Like she must have been a bruja.
Fool, what? Yes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like, that's fool. Wild. That was my reaction. Like, get the fuck out of my.
That's why.
I was like, you're lying. I'm like, tia. She's like, mande, mijo. And this is like one of my favorite tías. We love each other. She's me like her own kid. And she's like, sí, mijo, entré al baño. Like, I went into the bathroom. She did all in Spanish, but she's like, my friend's mom told me to turn my underwear inside out. I went into the bathroom to do that. When I came out, my suegra was outside, fool.
That's so scary.
My ex-suegra was outside, fool.
And what if you don't wear underwear?
Then the Doberman's gonna follow you.
She's getting up in that ass.
But
oh
she's
my
but
God.
My mom's telling me like
it's fucking crazy.
What the like, bro? This dog follows me.
Damn.
And you know in Mexico you hear stories, but my mom was like, when she told us we're tripping the fuck out, fool.
I want to see a TV show about that now.
Yeah, that's
like
an
episode
of
like Rosa de Guadalupe.
And then I called my mom. I mean, and then I called my, because my mom's telling me that I'm like, you're probably exaggerating, trying to hype me up. I call my tia. I'm like, tia, just waking up. It's not like they planned this. And she's like, no, mijo, de verdad, el perro me seguía. And then when I got to the fucking, fool, she basically is like, we go into the bathroom right here, you come out and your suegra's there. That's scary, fool.
Yeah, anybody being out there.
Yeah.
Fool.
That's
like,
fucking
that's how scary it was. And I was like, and I was like, bro, I got to tell the Brownback this story. I know the Brownback fans.
Now I'm not going to trust any Dobermans.
Yeah, she said it was a black Doberman.
All this time we're afraid of crows and black cats. It's the fucking Dobermans.
And pigeons.
No, but no.
If you were like a demon dog, what would you be?
A fucking chihuahua, because it's unexpected.
What dog would I be? What dog would I be?
A wiener dog?
Demon dog. No.
Chihuahua?
No. That was Duno.
Cause you get on big, so we gotta be.
Cool. What are those wolf dogs?
Like a little French bulldog.
Husky.
Yeah, it should be a husky. Bulldog. A little French bulldog.
A husky.
A French bulldog.
That's not a demon dog.
No, I would be a chow chow.
A chow chow.
Yeah.
Those are our shout out to homie DJ that talk. But think about how scary that is. Fool.
That's like, really scary. That's a trip.
And then you guys.
Who knew all this time? That's all you had to do.
Yeah, fool.
Just flip your underwear.
What happens if you?
I'm just gonna flip his pamper, my baby's pamper.
Well, what happens if you take off your shirt and wave it around in the head like a helicopter? Petey Pablo appears? Or
no. Do we still do? Are we still doing brown bag?
That was like a 2005 joke.
Brown bag.
Oh,
fuck up.
Damn.
That was bad.
That was bad.
He knows it.
Yeah, that was bad. It was like, cause it was leaving my mouth. I'm like, nobody's going to get this joke.
We got it. No, we understood the reference.
It.
Yeah, it's
like,
not our bad, Vic. It's not us.
Me, fucking me, Juan, and Jocelyn at each other like, 2000 babies, we don't get this?
And then the people that actually got it were like, it's still trash. Don't worry.
But what is something they told you about, like, how to keep and like bad spirits away and stuff like that?
I just stick with praying, because praying definitely helps me. Praying always helps.
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, there's certain sayings, you know, like, I know my grandma always says that, like, one of the ladies that my uncle married is like a witch or something. And I'm just like, I'm going to take your word for it. I'm not going to get next to that lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, there's definitely, like
good story.
For, like, Chippa, even the homie Solvig's mom. Dami's black. I think my mom's a witch, fool. But she wasn't a bad one. She just used to be like, off the bat, she could tell if you're a good friend or not. Mm. And everybody, she told that fool that wasn't a good friend, didn't stick around.
Yeah.
And everybody that stuck. And I think also, obviously, parents know who's good around you. I think a lot of people could dictate who's good around you and stuff like that. But, bro, that's like, that shit with my aunt, I was like, you're telling me that this whole time you were wondering who it was. And it was your fucking swagger outside. You're telling me your swagger that turns into a dog, fool. Like, that is scary, fool. That is crazy.
It's far-fetched. I have a crazy...
I'll tell you. Yeah, definitely. But I just want to, like, just note, because you were saying, like, so-and-so thought someone had, like, was a bruja, but a good one. I think we all have gifts, and we're all spirits, so we all have, like, spiritual 100%. Gifts. But it's not necessary, like none of us really tap into it, or it's not that normal. So when you do, since there's no guide on how to tap in, you're left up to like your own to figure it out.
Yeah.
And or other people that like give you some kind of mentorship, you're not sure where their intention is at. So it can fuck up. Like, you can literally be a good intentioned person, but like taking either guidance from someone on how to use your gift or whatever can fuck you up, or not even knowing how to use it can fuck you up. But I think we all have gifts beyond just like, oh, I'm a good singer, or oh, you're funny, or whatever. I'm not a good singer. But like, if it was someone that had a good singer.
No, 100%.
But it's more like on some spiritual stuff, whether it be like being able to tell the future a little bit, or it could be like judging character or whatever. That's crazy. The fact that we don't know how to like sharpen that is why shit can seem weird or bad. Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
But what's your story?
I have a crazy story.
Okay. I'm already so scared.
This just came up. It's funny because I just told this story the other day. All right, so I was like 12, 13 years old. I go to Mexico with my mom and my siblings, and we stayed at my grandpa's house. And he was living with the woman. It wasn't my grandma. It was just like his girlfriend or whatever. They're older, and so my mom was always like, "I don't like her. I don't like her." Da da da. So I'm like, whatever. I always kind of kept my distance from her too. But one day, like, we were sleeping, and then I think it was, like, we're getting ready to leave. My mom was, like, looking under the bed to make sure we didn't leave anything. Mm-hmm. And then she's mm-hmm. like, oh, I can't find my shirt. I can't find my shirt. And then so she looks under the bed, and then she finds, like, some wooden tablas. Mm-mm. And then she finds her shirt, and then she pulls it out. What? And it had her name under the wooden tablas and her shirt.
Get the fuck out, see?
And it was, like... And then she was like, her name was Chayo. My mom was like, Chayo, ¿qué chingadas es esto? Like, you know? Because she always told me, she's like, I think she's like a witch, or yeah. I don't know. Da, da, da. I think she does brujería. Because she was like, dude, she's like, my dad is a fucking badass. And like, this lady's like, you know? And she was like, I don't get it. Why does he like her? You know?
Yep.
And my dad would be like, and she'll be like, Apa, why don't you leave her? Like, you know, she has nothing going for herself. She just lives off you. Da, da, da. And she's like, I think she's a witch. Because... it doesn't make any sense otherwise. But yeah, point is, she had written her name on her shirt and then put a tabla right there. Damn. Like as if to like bury you, basically.
Damn.
Fucking crazy.
It was your mom?
Huh?
It was your mom?
What?
It was your mom?
That happened to my mom, yeah.
When she got the shirt back, did she wave it around her head?
Like a helicopter? We have to ask her. She's going to... That was a great one. That was great. No, but yeah, so she was like...
Was she confronting her about it? What did
yeah,
she say?
Yeah, she was like, oh, no, sabía. It was a joke. It was a joke. Like, she was saying it was a joke.
It was a joke?
That's what she
Hell
said.
Hell no.
She knew like some weird shit was up.
Yeah.
Joke is fucking punching
me. My
mom
will probably tell the full story in the comments. Yeah. Knowing her.
Nah, but no. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird as fuck?
Like, even when my sister said that, she said she's a lady for a long time in the corner of her bed, but never heard her. I was like, get the fuck out. You see this fucking lady? She's like, yeah, she doesn't hurt me. She's like, at first she scared me, but she doesn't hurt me. Ugh.
Some people really be practicing that shit, though.
Yeah.
And you guys,
you know what's crazy is that like normally like you would think we talk about stuff like this like when it's dark or rainy or freaking Halloween. It's like the sunniest of days and we're in here just scaring the shit out of ourselves.
That shit is a trip.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on, please. Okay, cool or culo? Bad Bunny has signed on to be the next Marvel superhero. He is going to be El Muerto.
Anti-hero.
I don't know if it's anti-hero. I know Jose was saying that, but I also read like the article. So the story goes that there's this guy named El Muerto, and it's a lucha libre thing. Take that as you will, because he's Puerto Rican and lucha libre is Mexican. But he fights. He's fighting Spider-Man in the ring, and he's about to uncover Spider-Man. But before he does that, Spider-Man like he doesn't want to be. Like revealed, so he does some like a spidey thing.
Oh, the web
yeah, suit. And gets him, and so now it gives him powers. And then El Muerto has a beef with someone else, and so he ends up collabing with Spider-Man to get another guy. So I don't know necessarily if it's anti-hero because I know he can't think. What's that fool's name? The red guy,
Deadpool.
That kind of vibes,
yeah,
is what El Muerto would be. I'm also not sure. It's by Sony Motion Pictures. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says it will be the first ever Latino actor to headline a live action Marvel movie. So it's going to be a real life one because live action. I'm not too sure because we were just talking about Blue Beetle. And I feel like Blue Beetle might come out before January 12th, 2024. So I think they're just in the race for the first to be it.
Because they're both Marvel?
No. The other one's DC.
The other one's DC.
So they are competing.
Yeah, it's competition.
To be like the first Black Panther, essentially.
Yeah.
And I get it, like, but also, it'd be great. I think the reason why they landed on this guy is that Bad Bunny has been wanting to be a superhero for a long time. He's been like, hey, we need to figure it out. Which superhero am I? And so they found the storyline of El Muerto, and so that's why he went off of this guy. El Muerto is, though, like, I don't know Lucha Libre anywhere else but Mexico. Mm-hmm. So then it goes back to the same conversation of, like, Bad Bunny, who's Puerto Rican. Playing Mexican characters, like in Narcos.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as a Mexican superhero.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm thinking like anywhere in the world, the biggest sport is fighting, right? Like Lucha Libre, but
Lucha Libre is very specific.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's very like it's Mexico. It's
wrestling, but it's a specific type of wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That I just thought Lucha Libre meant.
No, it's not like wrestling. Boxing. It's not boxing. Okay. It's not boxeo.
Yeah.
Lucha Libre is like specific to Mexico.
I'm not mad at it. Hopefully he just gets to embrace his culture. If that's
his culture,
well, the world, like, other than the fact that Lucha Libre is Mexican, like if they let him be a Latino in the movie, because you gotta think about it, like, even though Xolo, the Blue Beetle, is Mexican from descent, the movie's not based in Mexico; it's based in Texas.
Off a Mexican family,
but like
that makes more sense to me.
You know, 100%.
But I also think like this is a big star. Like it's gonna get the star appeal. We've already seen that he can act really well.
Yeah.
But like here's a conversation I never knew happened because I was so young. But people even had reservations about J-Lo playing Selena because Selena is such a Mexican hero, and Mexican American hero, and J-Lo's a Puerto Rican, and so not necessarily that they can't play them, but also that. Why aren't they looking at the pool of Mexican actors? Especially when we know, like they always say, we're in Hollywood, but we're never in Hollywood. Mm. Like we're in Hollywood cleaning, cooking, like waiting on you and being your valet, but we're not in these movies. So then when movies come out that are centered around Mexican characters and Mexican actors don't even get to play them, I think that's where like the thin line comes.
Nah, I get what you mean. Like how would you feel, Duno, if they did a movie about you and a Dominican played you?
He would like it.
But he was like really good at it.
He was Dominican.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Romeo Santos played you.
Que lo que, papi.
Yeah.
It would be like, it's not a terrible thing, but it would be like, oh, I didn't know. I thought he was, you know. Yeah. And a lot of people, I feel like after this, a lot of people that are ignorant are going to just assume like, oh, Bad Bunny's Mexican, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be a whole thing.
Already they do that. That happens. Yeah. I was asking two people that work with me. They're black at Power. And I was like, I wonder, like, I just try to spin it into, like, to kind of get their take on it. If there was a superhero that was Rastafari, like, specific to Jamaica, but an African-American played him, how would they feel? Like, and if Jamaicans felt away, because Rasta is, like, specific to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Even though the world loves the, like, reggae sound and stuff like that, even though, how would you feel if it's, like, Snoop Lion? That is the Rasta like superhero. I could understand if people that are from really that area and lifestyle and culture felt a little bit upset. And they brought a good point too. They're like, honestly, a lot of times when people are portraying, when there's black people or African Americans on screen, it's English black people.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's what trips us out.
British, yeah.
Yeah, like British, yeah.
Oh, kind of like All American.
Oh, yeah.
The main actor in All American, he's not from the streets of L.A. He's not American.
But I think, like, Idris.
He's from Snowfall.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Idris Elba is
Strayer Bell on the Wire.
So there's always going to be, like, these weird things, but I just think, like, in a time where...
I didn't think about that all the way through. That's crazy. Yeah, because
I think it's because we're Bad Bunny fans. That's great for Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't even think the issue is Bad Bunny, like, at all. Because he should be a superhero, should all of that, right? But then I think the issue's on the other side. Like,
but it does seem, like, specific to this story and this movie, that it probably wouldn't have gotten done
if it wasn't for his persistence of like,
of I need to find a character.
Find me one. Mm-hmm. So now we're coming up with the story together. Oh, he's Mexican. You're Puerto Rican. That's close enough. You okay with that, Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I love Lucha Libre. I've been doing WWE shit. Okay, facts. Perfect. Let's
Cause
do it.
Yeah, because of that, that then, connection.
I think he's always just been a fan of the Mexican culture too.
Yeah, and it seems like it. And I think that's why, I mean, I guess if anybody can give him a pass, I would give him a pass because he does show the love back.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like, you know, there's sometimes where you feel like people are like, you know, essentially like not taking advantage, but what's another word? Like
appropriating?
Like appropriating kind of and not giving anything back to the culture, not showing them any love, just like taking and not reciprocating. Exploiting it. There it goes. Right. Exactly. So there, I don't feel any type of exploitation from him, even though he did play the Narcos character and stuff like that. It seems like he did his research,
bro. And, you know, like, and then for that Narcos character, you guys got to understand that he, like, with the Mexican character, but I also like how he played a good Fresa kid.
Yeah. Yeah. He did his research. He probably talked to people, said, how do we do this?
Yeah.
How do we make this happen?
And then again, I think it's less about Bad Bunny.
But it's more about the people behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, not even. It's more about just the representation. Because let's say this has very well the potential to be our quote-unquote Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Right, so go down in history, right? So for people that are Mexican or to be like our superhero, our Mexican superhero is Puerto Rican. It just doesn't hit as like as if it was like an actor. And I also don't think that there aren't Mexican actors that could do this or have not rehearsed, but what is it when you try out? You do it all the time.
So we got our audition
and stuff like that, or want to be that or create that. And that's why I'm kind of low-key stuck on the Xolo stuff, because I do see where that is a little bit more of an authentic tie. It's not necessary. It's not about Bad Bunny, who he is, how much he loves us, his representation, or his acting ability. I do think, though, like, if we want something for ours, could we still have that with that being disconnected from the actor?
Yeah.
It's just a weird conversation.
But we're happy for you, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And definitely not like, because sometimes when we bring up these issues, it can seem like, oh, like, you guys get mad for anything, or like cancel culture or whatever. It's not like they're good to have these types of conversations, because it really makes you think beyond just what you see. And then at the same time, we're also the culture that's like questions everything. But then when you question something, they tell you stop being a hater.
Yeah.
For questioning everything.
Also,
but it's like, it's low-key what we all do.
And also, it's a marketing scheme. Bad Bunny's the biggest artist in the world. And it makes sense. Regardless if he does really good, or which I hope and wish he does really good. But, bro, it's going to do fucking... You see, if you know how many baddies are going to be at the movie theaters? I just want to know.
They're going to be into comics for like a few weeks. They're going to be like, oh, shit, I've been on comics.
Yeah, and I could even see him just really having a great acting career.
100%.
Like what the little bits that he's doing, he's going to go far in whatever avenue he's taking on.
He's taking all the jobs, Duno. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy for him. Give me a job, fool. I want to be like your sidekick in this movie.
That would be so fucking cool.
That would
cool.
be dope as fuck.
But that is like El Muerto and what are you? El Chacal?
El Chacal
or like team.
Yeah.
Oh, if they were the tag team champions of the world.
I love that.
That'd be sick.
Belly power. ¿Qué pasó, manita?
Okay, let's go into Brown Pride. Oh my goodness.
Let these
There's a 100% electric car built by Mexican women. Its name is Zacua. Probably getting it wrong. Sacuda. Zacua. It's 100% electric and 100% Mexican.
Yeah.
All women built. It looks like a Mini Coupe.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
It feels like a Mini Coupe, but just a Buchona drove it.
Okay, so I want to ask this question. So big up to the women team behind it, all of that, but we got to get our jokes off too, okay? Shout out to you guys. Major feat. One small step for women and all that mankind stuff, whatever. But if a girl built a car... What's a feature you know, and not just any girl?
A Latina.
If a Latina built a car, what's a feature you know is going to be in there? You just know it.
If out loud you just say, damn, I'm hungry, hot Cheetos drop from the ceiling.
You're stupid.
Ooh, chamoy rim for all your cups.
When another girl sits in your
Chamoy
car.
Chamoy rims?
Yeah.
You get it?
Fuck, what's the car, bro? What's the car, bro? When another girl sits in your car, mm-hmm. other than it's not your mom or your sisters or like a tia, the alarm goes off?
Yes, I like that.
Oh, live like DNA that. Test for hair that drops in the car. Wow,
it just collects the hair.
It just collects the hair and then does a DNA test, 23andMe, and then comes
with
it back.
With eyelash glue?
Built-in eyelash glue.
And instead of the little smoker thing?
Yeah. Little smoker thing? Lip liner?
Comes with free lip liner?
Wow. The mirror is a vanity mirror. Oh, like it has the LED lights around it. So we can look at ourselves in the dark.
When you buy the car, you know they always give you a cool water bottle? They give you a fucking Michelada cup?
Hilarious.
And a Sharpie?
And a Sharpie?
Hilarious. Oh, shit.
That shit comes with hella pomade?
That shit comes with like I don't know if it's like bumper wheels or something, because you know how like curbs be coming out of nowhere for Latinas.
Yeah,
they always be hitting the curbs and shit.
That shit. That shit comes with hella moves.
Me están doliendo, wey.
Fucking Bad Bunny installed automatically as
you. Oh yeah, it starts playing Bad Bunny as soon as you get in the car.
I like it's like the it comes scented, but it's her scent. So even if you drive away, like she stays in the
You're
seat.
Fucking crazy.
It's good.
It doesn't. It stops 15 feet before a strip club. Just like,
I love it. I love it already. I need this car in my life. When you say you're coming home, you don't even get to say anything else. It drives you straight home. No stops anywhere.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
You're driving straight home, and somehow there's a recording device in there.
Oh my god.
Like Ring, but like. Straight to your girl's phone.
Damn, and that
La
shit comes.
Toxica Mobile.
Yeah,
and that shit comes with hella tinted windows.
Oh, it's Bluetooth, but it's not attached to your phone. It's attached to your girl's phone.
Hilarious.
It comes with tinted windows because car sex. Just want to put it out there.
He said, "I just want to put it out there." I don't think there's a back seat, Duno.
That shit comes. Fool, people make it happen. That shit comes with a $500 discount if
itself,
you buy two
itself
a BBL
washes because girls hate car washes.
Oh, it has BBL pillows already
it
in
has
the seat.
BBL pillows
in the seat. It's like a BBL pillow right there. Wow.
That shit comes with bottle girl service applications.
It has an OnlyFans.
Hold on, and then 3 years later, it turns into a real estate license application.
Now I'm gonna see some. It comes with a free.
Shout out to all the real estate agents though, because y'all are fucking bad. I see some bad ass real estate agents.
They just described Ellie.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Real
it's
estate,
fine. And she's a baddie.
And she's a baddie.
And she's a bad.
Oh my god.
Wow. We just invented the smart Latina car.
The smart Latina car.
Give us one.
I gave you a lot.
Just give me a good
one. Jose, I know you got one.
Okay. Yeah, you have to have one. Jose, you guys, come on. Room full of guys. Talk about girls.
Come on. This is your one chance.
A smart Latina car. What would it have? What would it have built in? What features?
I said blow dryer AC.
Blow dryer AC. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Blow dryer AC is a good one.
Curling iron.
A coupon to the Santee Alley's.
Have you seen the eyelashes that come on the headlights?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There's just so much it comes equipped
with. A fuzzy steering wheel.
Oh, I know. Extra baggage that you had no idea was there. No? Okay.
What is
childhood
baggage?
Trauma.
Childhood trauma.
Oh, only girls have childhood trauma.
That's good with daddy issues.
So your car. That's what she says.
Oh.
It comes with daddy issues.
That is fucking hilarious.
It comes with the recipe of how to fucking hate your ex.
Comes with a babysitter.
It comes with the car seat already installed, but you don't have a kid yet. Oh, my
and
God.
That is.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
And it comes with a membership to Planet Fitness, but you never go.
It comes with child support.
They started. All right, you guys tell me when you're finished.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That was too much fun.
Oh, my God.
That was too much fun. Damn.
Oh, I know. That shit comes with a fucking whole book of how to lie to your parents that you're pregnant.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Shout out to the Mexican group of ladies.
Shout out to the wonderful engineer women
that are probably nothing like that.
Built by Mexican women.
Oh, my God.
No, that was fun.
Damn, that's crazy to think that every single man, I mean, sorry, every single car prior to this was built by a man. I'd never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
But, like, hopefully, like, let's see how this car is, because what if it's better? You know what I'm saying? It's a possibility. Could be better.
I wonder, though, because I think this is, like, the first one built by a group of women, yeah. A smart car built by a group of women. I don't know necessarily that it was built, like, the first car ever built by women.
Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of women on, like, the design teams and stuff like that. But
well, even when men went to war, women had to take on, like, World War II and all of that. That's low-key why girls got all independent.
Yeah.
Because they had to. Guys went to war, so girls had to go work, and they would go to the factories and work. And then they were like, hey, I like getting my own money. Yeah. And then they stopped being housewives.
Facts. That's not talked about enough.
Blast dropped his album last week.
Before
we went to the listening session.
We did.
It was really cool seeing each of us like show up there at different times.
Yeah,
different time. I left before it started raining crazy.
I was thinking it was inside. I didn't take a fucking hoodie.
So it was inside. It was dope as fuck. It was in like that 888 building.
Mm. Yeah.
In downtown.
And it was on the 21st floor.
So
it was inside, but outside was like open windows for like a patio. And then it was raining, so all the rain was just like flying in your face aggressively.
Oh, wow.
It was still a vibe, though.
It was still a vibe, though.
It was still a vibe.
Do you guys, and you met Dom like in person.
I met Dom in person.
You
I've met
served
him
at, yeah, and you've served him at El Pollo
I've
Loco.
Met Dom, but he obviously didn't give a fuck who I was.
No, yeah. He did. He was a really nice guy.
He was nice. Mm-hmm. But he still didn't care about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was at Pollo Loco on Crenshaw and Vernon, and then shout out Letty. She introduced me to him over the phone, and then shout out AD. He introduced me to him in person.
Wow.
And AD was like, Dom, this Duna, and he was like, what up? You know, Dom very mellow.
Too super cool.
Mellow.
Like,
so cool.
Not too cool in a bad way, just like. Yeah.
The coolest.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a faded. He just relaxed.
Yeah.
So I didn't know he was that tall.
You know what's up.
I didn't realize how tall he was. But I'm like, but I told him, I was like, hey, bro, I met you over the phone with Letty. He's like, ha ha, do you remember that?
Poy loco.
And I was like, from the west side, with love, perrito.
Yeah.
That's
good
funny.
Guy. Shout out to Dom.
I seen him and we just made like eye contact and then we just like, he was walking by. I didn't feel like stopping him to like do the whole thing. But I was like, we literally just looked at each other. I was like, what's up?
Dude.
And then it was cool. Like, but that was enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. This chicken nugget didn't know who Dom was.
Oh, yeah. Let's not get into that.
I was like, she's like, who's that? Vic looked at me. I was like.
But and then I was like, actually, that's kind of better. I'm like, I don't want my girl to know who every single rapper is. You know what I'm saying?
Tom's not every single rapper,
huh?
It's a red flag, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No, he's saying it's a red flag.
What?
He's saying it's a red flag.
If they do know.
If they do know.
Every rapper.
Yeah, but knowing Dom isn't knowing every rapper.
No, I'm saying, but like, I'm just like, I'm not going to be upset that my
she's
girl
also doesn't. From a whole other state.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shout out to all the girls in Texas that know who Dom is.
There's plenty, I'm sure. He sells out over there, too.
God, I love Dom. Nah. But yeah, that was a dope. Shout out Blast. I'm excited for him.
Super dope event. Album is sounding really great. Mm-hmm. It's getting better with every listen.
So Rollout is amazing.
Shout out to him. Yeah, they just announced something
where you
about
could fly.
Like, you could fly. You could take like a, I think they're going to do like, I don't know. I'm just assuming I don't get the whole story, but maybe it is like they're chartering flights, like private jet flights from like, maybe like Hawthorne to Burbank or something, you know, something like that. That's what I'm assuming. I'm just speculating because it only makes sense because it's like an hour flight and it's just, I don't know if they could like afford to fly everybody like somewhere far. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that they can, but it's just like that's not reasonable.
Their his song "Fake Love in L.A." is so good, and so Aaron Ray sings so good on it.
Fire,
that's just cold.
Really bomb. Shout out to because I remember off the track list, we were all like, "All right, we know it's gonna be." Yeah, that shit was fire. Oh, and look, listen. So, I interviewed him, and I brought up you know how like Roddy said that only him, YG, and Kendrick are putting on. We've had that convo.
You asked him a spicy question?
So I was like, I remember the comments were made, and I told him, I'm like, low-key upset me. Like, I didn't like that type of a comment because Blast exists. But you didn't even have to say anything, Blast. The world said Blast exists. Like, and I think that's even more, like, fire.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, yeah, like, who am I to need to prove myself to people like that? And it's Curry too, old dude. Mm-hmm. But you could just see like he's just kind of above it. Mm-hmm. And then he said the song Talk to Me Nicely is about that. Mm. And so Talk to Me Nicely is literally like, and it seems like I thought it was to a girl, like from just off track list, like Talk to Me Nicely, like don't talk to me like that. But it's just kind of like, hey, I'm still me. Talk to me nice, dog. Like, you can say whatever you want, but, like, I'm not here to prove myself to you. When you see me, you better talk to me nicely, though.
Yeah.
You better come correct.
No, and then I like how
and he mentions things of, like, that flexing. You could low-key feel or subby. Mm-hmm.
And then I like how he embraced, like, he, like, I have the song.
You pull up the lyrics?
Yeah, but not the lyrics. But it's the Never Was Wrong, where he talks about, like, how they kind of believed in him, like, and he talks about everything, like, even, like, Let It Be Known and all that shit, where he's like, oh, Still On My Way is a great song. Still On My Way is such a fucking dope-ass song. We're talking about, like, I still want to put in the work. Like,
yeah,
we did some dope shit, but we got more shit coming.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I bought, like, I think, I like how he flexed a little. Like, yeah, bro, I bought all my team a fucking ego chain and told them I loved them. Yeah, but we still got more work to do, like.
That's hard. I'm like, dog, yo, like, I met his dad briefly, like not like had like a full on conversation or anything, but it was just like a funny situation. I was like right next to where you walk into the DJ booth, and then some guy comes by, and he's like, "Who is that? Who is that?" And I was like, I was looking at him, and I'm like, oh, "How does he not know? It's like a private party." And I'm like, "Oh, that's Blast." And then he's like, "Blast, man, what? Who? Let me see who this Joker is." And then he walks up to him, and then Blast's like, "Dad," and like, aww, it was dope beautiful. Though, like. And then he's like, I got to keep him humble. And I was like, that's fire. That's some shit my dad will do. He'll be like, nah, like, write me who I used to, like, wipe your fucking ass or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Well,
okay, so let me read you some lyrics from Talk to Me Nicely. I'm telling you, this one is, and of course, Blast is melodic, but he's really saying some shit.
Yeah.
We on top flipping the bird, they going sick, but I'm going to make him eat every word, so don't trip. Even with all the bridges they burn, I won't switch. Even with all this water we drip and we won't slip. Then he says, I noticed they heated. We get an icy. Whoa. Can't forget all the moments they overpriced me. So now that we up, don't good advice me. No. I literally feel like that's
directional. If I want to break it down.
Break it down.
To an even further level. Deeper. Flipping the bird. Okay, he said Eagle. Who was Roddy signed to previously?
Who?
Bird Vision Entertainment.
Oh, I didn't know that. I love you.
I don't know.
I love you so much.
I don't know. Could be. It could not be. Yeah. But I'm just saying,
like, I like context. I'm going to make him eat every word, so don't. And even, like, the fact that when I brought that comment up, we also, like, he connected it to Talk to Me Nicely.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God.
That's hard. I'm going to re-listen to that.
Yeah.
With these new ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the whole tape, like, I'm not, like, a hip-hop head like you guys, but, like, I'm like, starting to pay attention to more shit just because these are friends, like, shout out Blast, like, and Blast the type of dude to walk into the party and say hi to everybody.
Facts.
He didn't walk in there with, like, two big-ass security guards and went straight to, he literally walked in and said hi to everybody from, like, from people, and there was a lot of people there that I didn't know, but I got mad, introduced, or they see me on here, see me on a job, or they see my skids, they see what I'm doing. They were just all hella, like, the environment in there was just amazing, and that just shows what type of team he carries. It reminds me a lot of me and all my homies.
Yeah, the Eagle team, they always do amazing things.
But you know what else Blast said in this song?
Let me read it to you. This is such a hip hop.
I love it. Blast Barry Bonds in the building, he don't miss, but we call it success when your circle is all rich. If you a big stepper, don't trip over small shit.
Ooh.
What if?
Oh, my
God. Dun, dun, dun.
He's on the Kendrick album!
Dun, dun, dun.
He's on the Kendrick
this
album.
This is me getting in my little conspiracy bag. It probably won't happen, but I'm like, that's more than a coincidence. Big stepper, what?
That is a coincidence.
Are you?
Tie back to the boots.
Yeah.
Big stepping
big
boots.
Big stepper. Oh, my God. Wow. I love it. Okay, well,
that's we're proud of you.
That's it.
Either way, the album is fire. Every Good Girl is, I think, about to go on radio too. Every Good Girl.
Oh, nice.
It's an amazing song. Yeah.
Look, it's going down. Basement, brown bag. We're taking over the tacos.
Avenue 26. 26.
April 30th. We in that bitch.
Pico Rivera Sports Arena.
We're going to be slanging tacos.
We are.
Hell yeah. We're going to be up there, Avenue 26.
Avenue 26.
Acting like it's Picolandia. I think I'm wearing my cowboy hat, big ass Tejana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the building.
April 30th is a Saturday or a Sunday? Saturday, April 30th. We will sábado, be there. Sábado, sábado. Come through, say what's up, eat some tacos, buy some tacos with us. Let's have a taco eating contest. Come on, let's get it.
Meet and greet. What are the hours?
Gates open at 4.
Gates open at 4.
Gates open at 4.
I think it's 4 till 10 or something.
4 to 11.
We'll be there between.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
6 to 8.
Yeah, at some point in between there.
Vamos, vamos. No pasa nada.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yeah, dude. Come out, say what's up to us. It's going to be our first, like, meet and greet since we did the live show.
Yeah.
And that was in October, November.
November, yeah.
Día de los Muertos. So
I'm excited.
Come through, say what's up. We would love to meet you. It's always love when we see you outside. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've ran into, like, so many Brown Bag fans. This is a super huge blessing. If we met before, we had a good interaction, come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to build a deeper connection. Yeah.
And if there's some cool shit you want to bring us to us.
Yeah. I'll wear your merch. Somebody the other day gave me this. Shout out to 7 Days Clothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out everybody. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, pull up.
42.
42. 42. Real quick.
Yeah. Sorry.
Bring it back. Real quick, I want to shout out, and this is going to get a little bit weird, but if you're going through something, I know we were talking about how when we go through, like scary stories, but it's not October or it's not, like, scary outside. It's springtime and it's summertime, but even those times where everybody else is happy, if you don't feel happy, you might feel even more down. So I've gotten just more recently messages from people that talk about how much we help them through, and a lot of younger people too. So, like, if you're in school right now, spring break, I know either you've been through it or going through it, we are your homies. We're the big homies. This one's closer to your age, do know, but we thank you for even just giving us that like ear to listen, because low-key people be trying to tell you stuff. I'm sure your mom, your dad is trying to talk to you, or like an aunt, uncle, or whatever. You don't want to hear it. So I never take that for granted, that you give us space and attention. And I especially want to shout out kids that are literally going through therapy and really making sure to check on their mental health. I want to tell you right now, what you're doing is what it took us into our adult years to do. And a lot of our parents or grandparents never got even the chance to do that. So you are healing for what's next. I know it may be tough, but you're fighters, and we love you here on Brown Bag.
Facts.
Thanks.
And check on your lit friends too. The ones
check
that
on your lit friends.
Extra that's happy. Real shit. The ones that, you know, have shit going for themselves. You never know what they're going through.
A lot of that might be like trying to help themselves out of something too. Yeah. So we're here for you. Even if it's sunny outside, if you're feeling weird, we're here for you. Yeah. And yeah.
And yeah, be happy, smile.
Don't hesitate to hit us up too. You know, positive words. Talk to me, DM me. I talk.
And if you feel like you gotta rewatch a couple episodes to make you happy, do that too.
Yeah.
Facts.
If watching sports highlights and a 20-minute clip of Kobe Bryant dunking on millions of people.
Oh my god, I'm gonna do that tonight.
Go watch that.
That was, yeah.
And if you like, just be happy. I know it's hard. It can take time. It's built. Be around good people. Yeah. Stay positive. And we're the Brown Bag.
Yeah, we're here to support.
Facts.
Bye.
Brown Bag, yeah.